Parents mark children's lives by first, tooth, word, step, day of school. As youngsters mature, these memorable moments come further apart. However, for a youngster who hunts, this list continues to grow. If my husband and his friends' experiences are any indication, this record not only lengthens, but is infinite. Hunters live for their stories, which always include a first. Perhaps this is a hunter's way to cling to childhood's elusive magic. Last weekend, my daughter joined a select group. She got her first turkey. Hunting requires certain before, during, and after rituals. For dedicated outdoors enthusiasts, it's not bagged game that's the goal. It's the preparation. Kelly and her dad spent months discussing their upcoming hunt. Where to hunt, what to shoot, how long a shot to take, and how to make sure to shoot a male. As opening day grew closer, she kept asking, when? Finally, it was time. To build Kelly's confidence, the two practiced shooting targets. Considering she hadn't used a shotgun much, she showed promise. But there's a big difference between a standing target and a moving tom. Not a problem for Kelly. The night before, she laid out camouflage and hunting boots. She'd be ready before her alarm sounded, even though she never showed such enthusiasm on school mornings. Copying her dad, she set out her coffee cup. Those two were so efficient in their leave-taking, I barely noticed them rising at 4:30 a.m. This signaled new dedication from my daughter. She never awakened early for any other reason. This alone made a campfire story. I figured she'd hunt and return with tales of turkeys she saw and missed, or couldn't shoot. After all, she'd heard plenty of those from her dad. By 9 a.m., my crew returned jubilantly from the woods, lugging a big turkey. "Who bagged the gobbler?" I asked. Imagine Kelly's joy as she proclaimed, "I did! I got him in one shot!" I wanted to hear the whole story, but I too had to follow the ritual, pictures first. Kelly alone with her turkey, tail fanned out. Kelly with turkey draped over shoulder. Kelly with calling partners, Dad and Wes on each side. At last, a photo of our aged dog creeping up to sniff Kelly's trophy. I can date the years of our marriage by photos of past hunts. Now my daughter's beaming smile added to those memories. The photo op completed, Kelly could tell her story. The telling is so important. It isn't the shot, it's the preparation. Arriving on site before the birds fly off their roost, listening to the morning come to life, watching and waiting for gobblers to come to the decoy. Kelly provided Easter dinner, and she accomplished more than putting meat on the table. If she had come home empty-handed, her hunt would have been successful. She joined an elite group initiated into rituals of hunting preparation and storytelling. As a member of this elite club, she can count on many more firsts. Until next time, this is Karen Madoran, living the good life on the High Plains.